initial plan from 2020, and you know, in, as a result, because there's been so many changes due to COVID and the pandemic, I would say that we had a lot to update. So, so we decided to kind of go back and revamp our goals and try to make them a little bit more innovative as to where we are today. You know, if we look back to 2020, you know, we actually submitted it right before the pandemic. It was probably completed in January, February of 2020. So, you know, there's just so much that has changed technology-wise, you know, and how things have gone virtually. So, I mean, if we had gone back to 2 years ago even, it's amazing how it feels like 2 years ago, we would never have come up with some of the things that we came up with this time around. You know, we're trying to kind of meet where employers are at, where our, you know, clients are at as far as, you know, being innovative and virtual. So that's really what the state plan reflected this time around, is just updates and changes related to that. We pretty much just updated the rest of the plan, which our section was about 55 pages of the current data. You know, there's a lot of data within the plan just regarding, you know, numbers and goals and different things that we were, you know, striving towards. So a lot of the time was spent on updating that to reflect the current numbers. It is a unified state plan, so the required partners, back in for everybody, you know, who doesn't know that WIOA, the passing of WIOA, the Workforce and Innovation and Opportunity Act, back in 2014, implemented in 2016, that we do a unified state plan with the Department of Labor, Adult Education, BRS, and us as required partners. So the unified state plan is all of us together submitted as a state. So we had gone out to public hearing, we had a special meeting, and again, thank you everybody who attended from the SRC. We also had individuals from the advisory board, which, you know, gave us more of an opportunity to informally vote. We didn't need an official vote, but an informal vote, and more of a, you know, smaller opportunity rather than the big, you know, state plan to have at more comments. So we responded to all the comments we did receive, and it was submitted Tuesday, March 15th. They've come back with a couple questions, you know, and I actually was talking to somebody from Adult Ed, just, you know, not about the state plan, but they've had quite a few questions as well. So it seems like that's going to be the process, that they'll come back and ask us questions, and we just need to update before they officially approve it. So that's pretty much it. It was, you know, it was a lot of work, but it you know, relatively speaking, went pretty smooth. It was a little bit more difficult because, you know, as you know, our director Brian left October 1st, but he kind of started the process before he left, so we did have a little bit of a head start, you know, by getting the work group together, and we were able to meet the deadline. That's all I have to say about it. Cheryl, I don't know if you, we didn't actually do an introduction of Cheryl, so I will do that now, and then we do have a little bit of an opportunity during our program update as well. But Cheryl Sepelec is our new, I don't know if I even said your name right, it didn't sound right when I said it, interim director, so she is taking over Brian's role for BSBE. So, yeah.
Thanks, Mary. Good morning, everyone. Just in terms of the state plan, Mary, you did a great overview. I really have nothing to add except thank yous to anyone from this group who helped out with the work group and the goal setting. I think that process is very valuable, and I will do a public shout out to Mary, who really took the lead on this and did yeoman's work getting it to its final turn in on March 15th. So thank you, and I'm just back from vacation, so I've yet to catch up with Mary on the subsequent questions, but we'll complete that process, and we will look forward to our continued work together to continue what's been recommended in the goals, and then set our sights to the big new plan in 2024. So thank you.
Hey, Cheryl, thank you. Don't go too far, because we're up to item number 6 now, which is a report from the FSB State Director. So do you have anything else in terms of a program update?
Thank you so much. I'll take this opportunity. I have not had an opportunity before this morning to meet with this group, so I am really happy to be here, and I feel very privileged to have been asked by Commissioner Porter to serve as the interim BSBE director. It's been a great experience so far. Where am I at? I think I'm at like 2 months in the role, learning a lot, really enjoying working with the team there and getting to know our partners and stakeholders that are in the community, such as this group. I guess one thing that I want this group to know is that I'm working very closely with the commissioner to reestablish, if you will. I don't think it went away, so I don't want to use that word necessarily. The permanent position of the director for BSBE, we are working with the Department of Administrative Services on a classification for that role, and that we will be posting to fill this position permanently. So I think I know that that's a source of question and maybe anxiety, if you will. That might be too strong, but out there in the community about this position. So I just want you to know that we are working together with the Department of Administrative Services on that. And I can keep you posted on that. It's surely something that when it gets posted, we'll be communicating to our partners and stakeholders, so you'll be able to see that. And then the other thing is, and I must say the team at BSBE, they are wonderful. They have been keeping the Bureau running very well since October 1st, and just really working with them to support what is happening at BSBE, to help with streamlining some processes. And we also had what we called kind of an internal strategic conversation, which included a SWOT. That's just looking at our strengths, our weaknesses, our opportunities, our threats, kind of what our vision is for BSBE out into the future a little bit. And then also getting input from the employees to see, you know, what do they think could be improved at the Bureau in terms of processes and things like that. And so what I want to let you all know as well is that we're going to mimic those questions in a survey that will come out to our partners and stakeholders, so that will come out to this group specifically. I'm targeting early April for that. We're making sure that the online, it can be anonymous and fully accessible. So that I just wanted all of you to know that's in progress. I think that's all I really have to update. Not doing any major shakeups or anything like that. Just trying to keep things moving forward and intact and in a good place for when a permanent director comes on board. So I'll take any questions.
Anyone have any questions?
I do have a question. So I know you're the interim executive director. Do you know if anybody is, do you know if they have put that out for to have somebody else fill the position?
No, that's what I was just explaining, and as we're working with the Department of the Department of Administrative Services on a classification for the role. That's a specific job specification, and then we will be posting that for refill. So that's in process right now. You will know when that gets posted.
Okay, because it's already, you're going to retire in July, right?
Yes.
Will they have to find another interim? Because, you know,
we're trying to make it so there doesn't need to be another interim. So that's why we're working on it right now.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi, Cheryl. This is Philip.
Hi, Philip.
Hi. Quickly, is there not a job description or any of that presently there, or are you just modifying what was there?
Yeah, we're just, again, the person I'm working with, as a matter of fact, she just emailed me this morning. The person that we're working with, we'll look at what the title was previously. We want to make sure that we're up to date with what the job entails, and to make sure that that's properly classified. So we're just kind of doing a check-in on that to be sure that we post it in the best way possible, if you will, with a description and an appropriate title.
Got it. Thank you. I'd like to comment to you as acting director that I'm very pleased with Mary. She got thrown into this position, but her engagement and her concern for the program and the clients, I've just been very impressed. I just want to comment to you about that. Really appreciate her.
Thank you, Philip. I'm with you there. Thank you.
Right, Cheryl. Thanks very much.
Thank you. And thank you for jumping in this morning. We really appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I don't know if it's your pleasure, but it's my pleasure.
Very much my pleasure.
So let's move to the legislative update. Is Andrew on?
I don't think Andrew could not make it. I was trying to get in touch with him this morning unsuccessfully, so we don't have an update. I don't think he has an update. Okay. He didn't submit one, so maybe we could just skip over that part.
All right, you could also skip over the report from the chair.
No problem.
Had left you some notes to report on.
No, I appreciate I appreciate you stepping in. The only thing that I would actually have to say, which is kind of relevant, but to this part, is that we do typically send individuals who are the chair to our conference, which happens to be virtual again. The CSABR, the Council of State Administrators for Voc Rehab, is what that stands for, and the National Council for State Agencies for the Blind. They're back-to-back conferences. So Gary is with you as our new acting, or our new chair, I should say acting, our new chair, and invite you to attend that conference. It's part of our, goals and part of our innovation and expansion funds that we get that opportunity. It's coming up in April. So typically, that's another part of the role of the chair, not necessarily mandatory. So if you can't make it, don't worry about it, but we will pay for you to attend the conference and just get a lot of information from other states nationally. The CSABR is for all disabilities, the NCSAB are for just agencies working with the blind. So they're similar, but in a lot of ways. So I just wanted to throw that out there as well, that I'll be sending that information. And it's just something that we typically do. We're still virtual. Hopefully in the fall they'll go back in person, but it also makes it a lot easier to be able to attend being virtual. So,
yeah, that's
really in the event that Gary gets assassinated, would I be able to attend as well?
yeah, actually, definitely. If Gary cannot attend, you can attend as well. You can attend on his behalf. Yes. And if you are interested, I can talk to you after as well, and I can seek out to see if we can send both of you if you're interested.
It is such
a discounted rate from what we typically go. I don't imagine it would be an issue. We set aside a lot of funding for that because in the spring it's always in Bethesda, Maryland, and in the fall it's usually like somewhere west, it seems like. We have had it in the south somewhere, but somewhere else, it's it varies. So that tends to cost a pretty good amount of money, whereas virtual it's very inexpensive. So if you're interested, I will seek approval for the two of you to attend. And I'll give you more information so you can make
sure. Definitely interested. Decision.
Yeah. But I don't think it will be an issue.
Thank you. I'm extremely interested.
All right. Thanks, Mary. Yep. Unless there is anything else, I believe that we can take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
A second.
I'm sorry, can we clarify who made the initial motion? We have
Gary. Sure, McGonick.
Thank you.
Right, we're officially adjourned. Thank you all very much for bearing with me today.
You did a great job.
Thank you, Scott. You did a great job.
Thank you.
I hope I can do as good a job as you.
You will, Gary. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.